from the Director of Department of Transportation and the Airport Director requesting authorization to enter into a professional services contract with ACOM USA, Inc. for the enhancement of the Airport Enterprise Geographic Information System for a term of November 1st, 2012 to October 31st, 2017, and for an amount not to exceed $1,400,000 at General Mitchell International Airport.
Mr. Bateman.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is Tim Pearson, the manager of the airport's GIS system. The RFP was issued, and interviews were held with the qualified respondents, and the airport is recommending that we hire AECOM for the next phase of this operation. Mr. Pearson is here because he's much smarter than I am about what this entails in electronic GIS and electronic ALP, so he can answer your technical questions.
Can you give an overview of actually what kind of project this is so people who do
yes.
not understand what's
Mr.
going
Chairperson,
on?
Chairperson, Supervisors, currently AECOM is under contract with us. We have enhanced our geographic information system, the computer mapping system at the airport. We've also implemented what is called CityWorks. It is an asset management system which replaced our work order system. It replaced our operational and maintenance systems and upgraded them to FAA standards. A couple other things that are in place is the FAA has put in place new standards for reporting of information to the FAA. If we want to continue to receive AIP funding, we have to report our information in a GIS standard. That standard at one time did not exist, and the airport had no way of achieving those standards or reporting that data until now. The contract that we're hoping to go forward with is for continued enhancement of our system and integration of that system with other systems at the airport. We still want to integrate with our property management system, with our current mapping system. We want to integrate with the on-base system, the document management system, which the county recently put in place. We would like to leverage that technology and tie it to our systems. The success of the system so far, it took us almost 18 months to build the system. We have essentially eliminated all paperwork from the operational center. We've gone totally digital. We've turned a paper-heavy system into no paper at all, wireless on the airfield. We've improved our work order and maintenance management system now to an asset management system, which we hope to expand to DOT and other departments of the county. It's a very successful system. We are one of the only airports in the country to successfully build this system, state-of-the-art front edge. So the request in front of you is to continue these enhancements, and to do that is an awful lot of technological work, hence the large price tag. It's all programmatic.
Mr. Buzowski, you have something to add to this?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Tim Berry gave me and some of my staff a presentation on this system. They've done a wonderful job with this thing. I mean, it is a wonderful system. As he said in his presentation, the DOT is looking at doing some things with this to make us a heck of a lot more efficient. But I encourage you, if you ever do get a chance to get out there, to have Tim show you, because this is really cutting edge stuff, and they know everything that's going on every second of the day here, so it's really cool stuff. Really is. That's all we got.
Thank you. I was going to ask that question. I would like you to set up some dates for next week, invite all the particular this committee and all the supervisors to come out and look at this program and this system that you are we're trying to put together, so they can understand a little bit better. And also, when you do that, have the difference of what you have went from present until now, so they can understand what's going on.
Sure.
What's the pleasure of this committee? Supervisor Haas?
Mr. Chairman, I have a brief question.
Correct.
Mr. Pearson?
Pearson.
Pearson. Thank you, sir. Thank you for coming today, sir. And you said that as a geek, it is exciting to hear that there's been this big move towards all this digital stuff. And my only two concerns, is it Windows-based?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
However,
can you explain why you have that expression for some serious now?
Excuse me, Mr. Supervisor. The upgrade which we will put in place, an upgrade to the software, part of our maintenance agreement, the upgrade to the software which we will put in place once we have a new contract, is usable wirelessly, remotely, and desktop by any application, Android, iPad, Windows-based tablet or laptop, Windows-based workstation. It will work on any system we want to put in front of us.
Very good. And Mr. Chairman, with respect for the committee's time, the members of the committee's time and level of interest, I will humbly decline to elaborate on my remark there. And the second question, and I thank you, Mr. Chairman, you said wireless, which is, yes, of course, geeks across in the listening audience would be very excited about this. Will this present, though, any interference with airport system? I anticipated that was the response. And again, out of respect...
Let him get his question out, okay?
Out of respect...
I know you two geeks getting together, but let him finish his question, then answer, please.
Mr. Chairman, again, out of respect for the committee, I will not ask for a detailed explanation of the who, what's, and why's. Will there be any interference with other airport communication systems, any signaling between the tower and the planes, anything at all? And will we then have all kinds of people hopping on the free Wi-Fi? It sounds like it's being set up.
Mr. Supervisor, Chairman. The system is currently in place. We currently have wireless applications running on the airfield. They interfere with no other systems. The system that we do have in place allows any maintenance worker with a laptop or a tablet in their hands to access our network, actually access files that they need to get to along with our work order and maintenance system. If they step off the airfield away from a cellular signal or a wireless signal and walk into the terminal, it seamlessly switches them from the wireless system to our wireless system in the terminal. We have a separate account that runs across. It does not interfere with any other system. There's no way that anybody could jump on that system and connect to our network in any way. It's locked down, and it's working very well. It doesn't interfere with anything. And the future, as part of the project, is the integration of vehicle tracking with this system. And as part of that is tying into the FAA's tracking system so that someone working on the airfield, a maintenance supervisor, not only sees where his vehicles are, but he also sees where the aircraft, the tugs, the other items that may be a problem, sees all of them.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, my question is mainly about will this affect the safety or operations in any negative way? And Mr. Pearson has given repeated assurances that this, I think... What I've gathered is this will improve operations. In fact, is that correct, Mr. Pearson?
It has improved operations to this point, and will continue to improve operations. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome, Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to ask about a few things. Was this a contract that was bid out, on like RFP style, or was it like sole source?
We went out for an RFQ.
Okay.
We had
request for
qualifications. We had the structure in place of going forward. We had a plan in place. We needed a qualified firm to continue that plan. So we went out for qualifications of those. AECOM by far was the most qualified.
Okay. Great. And there's also a Urban GIS Inc. is another consultant firm. Was that to select a DBE for this project? Was that bid out as well?
Mr. Supervisor, Urban GIS was recommended by the DBE office.
Okay.
They ironically are involved in another project at the airport that is currently ongoing. They are a DBE firm out of Chicago. They are highly recommended for data development, and that's what we will use them for, additional data that we want to collect to go into our work order and our maintenance management.
Great to hear. And this is actually a question for my colleagues. Have you ever seen a resolution with a included DVE participant in the contract. Mm-hmm. This is the first time I'm seeing it like that. So,
we should see it.
You should, exactly. Exactly. You should. But I, this is a great example of how it should work. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for answering my questions. I'm glad to support this. Did the motion go forward to
approve?
I can make the motion to approve.
Well, motion to approve. Thank you. Supervisor Jersey?
Thank you. Yesterday during budget, we heard about capital projects, and I think this was in the airport's capital projects, Mr. Bayman, or was that different?
That's different.
Okay.
Right.
Because it had...
There's relationship to that capital project, but it's different.
So that is different than this one?
Yes. Yes.
GIS sounds like GPS. Is there...
GPS is a part of GIS. GIS is Geographic Information System. Essentially, if I wanted to be as non-demeaning to engineers, I could say engineers make maps, GIS professionals make maps smart. Geographic Information System essentially allow us to relate databases and attribute information to the map. If you want to look at the county mapping site, click on a parcel and find out who lives there. Essentially, we're doing the same thing. But our databases include navigational aid information, utility information, et cetera.
So this is much more sophisticated.
Yes, much more.
And I appreciate that. Sometimes you need to talk down, at least to me. I won't speak for others. Leanne Panetta warned this week that we will have a terrorist electronic attack. And when you start talking paperless, et cetera,
yes.
I'm wondering what the protections are if you would have such a terrorist attack that shut down all systems.
Well, if we check down all systems, we'd be back to working with our paper systems, which everybody is familiar with and trained on.
But there is no paper.
There is no paper.
It's backed up.
What's that?
The backup
of the system.
I mean, the system's backed up.
Yes. We could bring our system back up live immediately if it was knocked out. We are continuously replicating everything that we've built on a separate set of servers in a remote location. We have extreme security because of the FAA requirements.
But aren't you assuming that you're still able to get into the electronic world?
Yes.
I mean, I'm kind of a Peter Sellers person. I'm picturing a huge, gigantic magnet. Somebody goes in there and zaps your system, okay? Now you can't get in it. You've just told me it's paperless.
Yes. Supervisor, if that occurs, then nobody else is going to be working at the airport either, so it wouldn't matter at that point.
The whole world is down.
The goal is essentially to improve the functionality and to save us money in the long run. By eliminating a lot of extraneous tasks and extraneous pieces of software, by integrating all of them together, implementing them all together. That's our goal.
Well, let me ask a serious question. I mean, have you done the work to protect the system from hacking, terrorists,
yes,
whatever?
Yes, yes.
You're convinced that you've got security involved?
Oh, yes. I'm surprised we have multiple backups in place in remote locations. The system is locked down. It is an internal system to the airport. It is not a system that is open to the rest of the county, which we discussed when we were talking about how DOT would set up their system. And it is structured that way because of FAA requirements of safety and security, that no one can get into the system and access our network through it.
And I just, one last question. I did notice that it also involved data on noise and air quality.
Yes.
Does it actually monitor levels of noise, or is it just taking the data?
It's just taking the data. The current noise program monitors and absorbs all of their data and information. We want to integrate that with ours. The noise program currently uses geographic information systems, but because it is a separate system and not tied to the airport's network, it's kept in its own little world. We want to integrate those two so that the managers at the airport can see the status of the entire program tied to our systems. And in the long run, that system will be absorbed by the airport as we go forward. So we want to ensure that everything that we're collecting out there is integrated into what we have.
Well, congratulations on actually sounding like you're out there ahead of everybody else, and it sounds like you're doing good work. So thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome. Supervisor Hall.
Mr. Chairman.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, actually, with your permission, I'd like to ask a slightly off subject.
Go ahead.
It's airport related.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Bateman, in brief, can you describe the status of the runway safety area improvements?
Well, that is complete. There's punch list work being done on it, but that's a complete project. In fact, did you get the article yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right. Well, it was a great article, and it truly talk about collaboration with the county civil engineers, the county staff, operations and maintenance, airlines, FAA, the consulting team. I mean, it was a great job that was done, and that job's complete.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well done.
Any other questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Item number four. If not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Madam Clerk, we're going to the Committee of Business.